Some people turn to music for comfort. Others go to bars or to church. New York poet Joan Murray went to her desk to write. On Saturday, she saw a group of young firemen heading into New York City to work at the wreckage site of the World Trade Center. Their faces were nervous and giddy, she says, lit up from within. That's what she wanted to write about in this poem, about the working people everywhere whose lives changed last week.
We thought that they were gone. We rarely saw them on our screens, those everyday Americans with workaday routines. And the heroes standing ready, not glamorous enough. On days without a tragedy, we clicked and turned them off. We only saw the cynics, the dropouts, show-off snobs, the right and left-wing critics. We saw that they were us. But with the wounds of Tuesday, when the smoke began to clear, we rubbed away our stony gaze and watched them reappear. The waitress in the tower, the broker reading mail, the pair of window washers filling up a final pail, the husband's last "I love you" from the last seat of a plane, the tourist taking in a view no one would see again. The fireman, his eyes ablaze as he climbed the swaying stairs. He knew someone might still be saved. We wondered who it was. We glimpsed them through the rubble, the ones who lost their lives, the heroes' double burials, the ones now left behind. Some spoke a different language. Still, no one missed a phrase. The soot had softened every face of every shade and age. The greatest generation. We wondered where they'd gone. They hadn't left directions how to find our nation home. For 30 years we saw few signs, but now in swirls of dust, to our surprise, they had survived. We saw that they were us.
Joan Murray is poet in residence at the New York State Writers Institute at the State University of New York in Albany. She lives in Old Chatham, New York. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.